Divine Shepherd Lutheran Church and School in Black Hawk, South Dakota, is happy to share God's Word preached for you by Pastor Randy Sturzenbecker. We pray that you will rejoice in Christ crucified and resurrected for you. The waters of baptism, the Lord's Supper, and the forgiveness of sins, all for you, from Jesus.
The Old Testament reading for the resurrection of our Lord is from Job chapter 19. Oh, that my words were written. Oh, that they were inscribed in a book. Oh, that with an iron pen and lead they were engraved in the rock forever. For I know that my Redeemer lives, and at the last he will stand upon the earth. And after my skin has been thus destroyed, yet my flesh I shall see God, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold, and not another. My heart faints within him. This is the word of the Lord. Now please read along with me the Catechetical Review found on page 11 in your bulletin. It's the second article. And in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. What does this mean? I believe that Jesus Christ, true God, begotten of the Father from eternity, and also true man, born of the Virgin Mary, is my Lord, who was redeeming a lost, condemned person. Purchased and won me from all sins, from death, and from the power of the devil, not with gold or silver, but with his holy precious blood, and with his innocent suffering and death, that I may be his own and live under him in his kingdom, and serve him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness. Just as he is risen from the dead, lives and reigns to all eternity. This is most certainly true. The epistle for this morning comes from 1 Corinthians, chapter 15. Now if Christ is proclaimed as raised from the dead, how can some of you say there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there is no resurrection of the dead, then not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is in vain and your faith is in vain. We are even found to be misrepresenting God, because we testified about God that he raised Christ, whom he did not raise, if it is true that the dead are not raised. For if the dead are not raised, not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile, and you are still in your sins. Then those also who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all people most to be pitied. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For as by a man came death, by a man has come also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ shall all be made alive, but each in his own order. Christ the first fruits, then at his coming those who belong to Christ. Then comes the end, when he delivers the kingdom of God the Father after destroying every rule and every authority and power. For he must reign until he has put all of his enemies under his feet. This is the word of the Lord.
Stand for the gospel. Alleluia. This is the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 16th chapter. When the Sabbath was past, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Salome, bought spices so that they might go and anoint him. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. And they were saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance of the tomb?" And looking up, they saw that the stone had been rolled back. It was very large. And entering the tomb, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, dressed in a white robe, and they were alarmed. And he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." And they went out and fled from the tomb, for trembling and astonishment had seized them, and they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. This is the gospel of the Lord. Thank you.
was the Lord. He opened as prison the incarnate true word. Break forth, host of heaven, in jubilant song. In mercy and love, praises prolong. The foe was triumphant when on Calvary the Lord of creation was nailed to the tree. In Satan's domain did the host shout and cheer, for Jesus was slain, whom the
Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah indeed. Please be seated. If only we'd been there. If only we too could have seen the angel there in the empty tomb. If only we could have seen the stone rolled away. If only we could have seen the crucified Christ with his nail-scarred hands, feet, and the wound in his side. If only we could have been one of the 500 or more that had seen Christ with our own eyes before he ascended into heaven. Then we might take this even in this direction. If only I had seen Jesus with my own eyes, I wouldn't have doubts and fears like I do. I know that my faith would be much stronger. Dear saints, when the women went to the tomb that resurrection morning, they weren't expecting the stone to be rolled away and for the body to be missing. They couldn't have imagined any of that, for they were going there to complete this task of anointing the body of Jesus, as his body had been hastily taken down because of the preparation for the Passover. This was a task that was ordinarily accomplished immediately upon death, for the body had to be prepared for burial. But this task had already been completed by the woman there in Bethany as she poured the expensive perfume on our Savior. So when they entered the tomb, they heard this gospel proclamation from the angel: "Do not be alarmed. You are seeking Jesus the Nazarene who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. But go tell his disciples and Peter, he is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." Just go back a couple of nights before the Easter celebration, the resurrection. Remember the night when Jesus was betrayed in the garden and all of the disciples scattered. They all ran. They were all filled with doubt, unbelief, and despair. For their world as they knew it had been completely turned upside down. I'm certain they were all wondering what they were going to do next. They feared for their own lives as they were the ones who were so closely associated with Jesus. They couldn't believe that their Jesus, their rabbi, had been so cruelly tortured and hung on the cross. This wasn't how the Passover was supposed to turn out. He died. And the disciples, having received the word that he had risen, refused to believe. They refused to believe unless they saw him with their own eyes. Even after Jesus had told them before his crucifixion three times that he would go to Jerusalem to suffer and die. Mark records that when Jesus appeared to the disciples, then he rebuked them for their unbelief and hardness of heart because they did not believe the reports from those who had seen him after he had risen. The Savior also spoke these words elsewhere in the Gospels to doubting Thomas. Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. The women at the tomb that morning, they received that simple gospel from the angel. You are looking for Jesus, the Nazarene who was crucified. He is risen. These women believed the word of the Lord. Without seeing Jesus with their own eyes, the word was sufficient. And as Jesus spoke to Thomas, blessed are those who have not seen yet believed. And so it is with us this morning, dear saints. We have not seen Jesus with our own eyes, yet we believe. You believe because you have received the Holy Spirit in your baptism and been gifted with faith. This is the faith that continues to cling to your Savior, Jesus Christ. This is the faith that tells you, when you read the Holy Scriptures, that Jesus was indeed raised from the dead, as the Gospels bear witness. The Word of God, the Bible, isn't some made-up fairy tales, as some would have us believe today. The disciples didn't have some hidden agenda trying to convince everyone that Jesus was raised from the dead, or even that his body was taken away in the middle of the night to further perpetuate this hoax. Some even say that he didn't really die on the cross. Well, if any of this were really true, then we have to ask ourselves this question. Why is it that the disciples were all willing to suffer and die for their belief in Jesus as the Son of God? All of them were martyred, save one. For sure, they had seen the risen Savior with their own eyes, and their accounts bear witness to this. And today, the Holy Spirit bears witness to us through his word that Jesus is alive, and he continues to tell us today, don't doubt, but believe. I think it's quite an arrogant thing, really, to think that if we had been there and seen him after his resurrection, that our faith would be so much stronger. For the disciples were sinful men, and because of this, they struggled. They were human, just like you and me, sinners, fallen. They were all expecting Jesus to even return in their lifetime. And when this didn't happen, what do you think may have happened to their faith? Do you think they began to doubt and have fears, even about his promised second coming? Thanks be to God, dear saints, that we are here this morning. Because as a friend of mine says, the carpenter's son from Nazareth wouldn't stay dead. He couldn't stay dead. Christ is risen. He completed what he was sent to do by the Father, to not only suffer and die on the cross, but to rise again, defeating sin, death, and the devil, so that you and I would be made right. We would be reconciled unto God. You are God's dear children. We are sinful creatures, and there are times we are filled with doubts and fears. When you fear, when you doubt, confess your sin. God has forgiven you these sins. And someday, dear saints, someday we will see him. We will all behold him. You have the promise of eternal life and the resurrection. Just as he is risen from the dead, so shall we. Listen to the words of Job this morning, where he prophesied of this glorious day to come. Oh, that my words were written. Oh, that they were inscribed in a book. Oh, that with an iron pen and lead they were engraved in the rock forever. For I know that my Redeemer lives, and at last he will stand upon the earth. And after my skin has been thus destroyed, yet in my flesh I shall see God, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold, and not another. Our flesh and our heart may fail, but the word of the Lord endures forever. You have these promises freely given to you, forgiveness of sins for you, eternal life everlasting for you, because he rose again for you, because your Redeemer has done this, accomplished this for you. He did the work. So don't doubt, only believe. Until that day, we have his word and sacraments. All his promises are in his holy word. He delivered these promises to you there in the waters of your baptism. His body and blood are freely given for you for your strength and nourishment again this morning in his holy supper. And someday, dear saints, as Job told us, you will see him with your own eyes. You will behold the one who accomplished this for all of, for you, who defeated sin, death, and the devil for you. And so you will go to be with him for all eternity. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.